Oh my goodness! Finally, finally, ladies and gentlemen, just having technical difficulties here. I hate technical difficulties, but yeah, that's what's going on here. No, that's not what I asked you to do. Computer. Oh, my Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, bear with me here. Bear with me. Let's see. I need to get over here real quick. Such a hot day here in California. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be crazy today. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, sometimes you just never know what's going to happen or why it's going to happen, but... And ladies and gentlemen, I have to be honest, I can't stay long today. In fact, I've got to be out of here in like 15 minutes. Because, yeah, it's going to be weird. But Michael from Tri-State Sports is going to take over the rest of the show very soon. But let's try and cut this down in a nutshell. Aaron Hernandez in being asked by the authorities about strange. That is very, very strange. I'm not even sure why they're doing what they're doing. They just feel that they need to use all his tattoos against him in court. They feel that it's gang-related or something like that. I mean, I guess that's why they're doing it. Oh, man. Hey, it is what it is, and they have their reason for doing it, too. It's how it is. It's how they really feel. And they're blaming it all on what's really all about for them. They don't understand that it's not needed for this to even, you know, go out that way. In fact, let me do this. And I didn't save the story that I... Wow. That's okay. That's all right. Whatever. But I know that's what it was about. It was about the fact that they want him to just give up all this information about two particular tattoos that they're worried about. So I don't know. But anyway, since you guys all hear about this, this one's pretty awesome for baseball news. But if you go to a baseball game and you're maybe like 9-10 years old probably, and you happen to be sitting in a very good seat, you know, close to the dugout and stuff like that, near the team, and you got a great seat. And, you know, apparently, somehow, that doesn't show that these two kids sitting with any parent or anything. It shows them down in the front row, in the very front row at a baseball game. And behind them are these, you know, probably college girls. And It was weird how he did it. But it was also smooth. And DDP jumps into the chat room. And you can tell that, you know, by the end of this video that something's going to happen. This young fan was lucky enough to be sitting in the front row down the left field line at Globe Life Stadium for Saturday night's Blue Jays Rangers game, which right there make for a good night. And right behind him was a group of three girls, one of which apparently caught his eye during the game. And this whole ballpark experience is still young and new to him because, you know, he's probably like, wow, this is awesome. And he's apparently sitting in the front row, too, with his best friend, I guess. But his experience did get a little better thanks to Blue Jays third base coach Luis Rivera. Throughout the course of the evening, you know, this guy, this young guy, like young kid, he collected one souvenir baseball by means that we're not aware of. Perhaps he even brought it to the ballpark himself as a decoy. Now you're probably going, yeah, that's very nice and smooth. How does that all work, Matt? What's going on here? Well, needless to say that, you know, the ballpark experience doesn't get a whole lot better when you're a young guy. Like I said, probably about 8, 9 years old. But on this night, his experience did get a little better. Because throughout the course of the evening, this young fan, he just did things that normally you wouldn't see or not be made aware of. Because he was lucky enough to be a recipient of a foul ball tracked down by, you know, third base coach Luis Rivera. Two possible souvenirs are better than one, right? But this kid had a game plan, and his thought process was simple. You know, he was more than likely thinking, why take home two baseballs when you can give away one to the pretty girl sitting right behind you and potentially make a friend for life? And when those are the options, you always go with those options. It's a simple formula. Executing his plan to perfection, and it appears it was pretty effective as well. The best part, other than her reaction, of course, is how definitely he passed the ball along while holding on to the second ball. She may not have even realized he had a baseball in his hand the whole time, or that he was keeping the actual game ball for himself. That's a little sneaky and that a whole lot of genius on his part, but she probably wouldn't mind much either way. Hey, they both went home with a baseball, a smile, and a cool memory that was captured on live television. And all the baseball prolongs, I'll have to say, well played, young man. You made us all proud. I tell you, it's the way things are. Just happened to do this whole thing and get it all out there. So, hey, that's where it is. Like I said, Michael from Tri-State Sports, from the Tri-State Sports Show, which is right here on this network as well. He'll be coming in just a few minutes to take over. I actually have to leave pretty soon. I know DDP hates that one. DDP's like, in the middle of a show? What the heck's going on with you, Matt? Well, you know, I tried to get things changed to later today or this afternoon, but no. There's a problem with my car, so my mechanic said bring it back at 2 p.m., which is in like 25 minutes. So I'm like, oh, okay. I guess that can work. I'll see you later. Try to get things changed, but Well, when your mechanic looks at your car and can bring it back later, usually that means it doesn't look good. It's true, DVP. It's true. The life of being a car owner, in my opinion, it beats waiting for public transportation because they never stop. And, of course, here in our area, they always have a problem of not changing their signs, and you end up going to the wrong location or maybe even the wrong house. Nonetheless. So with that being said, I tell you, really quickly before Michael from Tri-State Sports comes in, just really quickly in a nutshell, Monday Night Raw was better than Impact Wrestling. They're starting to go back to getting the hang of what they don't want to lose, even though we found out earlier this week, Vince McMahon is no longer a billionaire, DDP. He convinced everyone that we'll be fine. We can do this and this and that. We'll put up the network on our website. And he convinced others, the whole group people, and investors, he convinced the company, you know, all his employees and everybody, and he convinced investors, the guys that actually put money into this and hope that it worked for the best, but, well, in other words, everything that he is saying is being blown up in his face. Because nothing is working. Now he's up there crying and stuff. Damn it! I'm not a billionaire anymore! I am no longer a billionaire! He had a certificate years ago in the 90s to prove that, you know, I need to take pictures of this to show proof that I am a certifiable billionaire. Get a certificate at home. Well, I guess that certificate doesn't matter now. It's really where it goes, so, yeah. You know, I tell you, it could be something else. That's too bad that he's no longer a certified billionaire. He'll still keep the picture of his certificate showing he was a billionaire at one time. He is no longer a certifiable billionaire. Title has now been taken away from him. And hey, that's what it is. I don't know what to say other than that. The TNA contingency has really, you know, just been bad. I mean, really bad. With everything that they've been doing and everything that just does not work for them anymore, it sucks. But that's what they like. They really do. So, yeah, I'm waiting for Michael from Tri-State Sports to call in and he will take over the rest of the show here. Let's see what's going on here. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen, I'm connecting with Michael from Tri-State Sports via social media. Ladies and gentlemen, I thought we were going to have a smooth transition with this, but DDP, just hold on, stay in the chat room. You might have to refresh, though, DDP, or anyone else listening. I'm going to hang up, and we're going to have Michael from Tri-State Sports try and call in, and then he'll take over. Take care, everyone, and I'll see you all next week as we try and do this.
All right, I think that was a pretty decent transition here from Matt Alvarez over to the Tri-State Sports guys. To the West Coast listeners, I'm...